Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to She Thrives. Ever feel like life's throwing curveballs faster than you can catch them? Yeah, me too. But guess what? That's totally normal. It's part of the human experience, honey. The good news is, we don't have to just weather the storms, we can actually build resilience and become freaking unstoppable forces of nature. Today, we're diving deep into how to cultivate that inner strength so you can not only survive, but truly thrive, no matter what life throws your way. Because let's be real, adversity is a part of life. It's inevitable. You know those moments when you feel like everything is going wrong? That job interview that didn't go as planned, the relationship falling apart, or maybe even just a really bad hair day, okay, maybe not that one, but you get the point. These setbacks are opportunities for growth, and building resilience is all about how we respond to them. It's like having a mental superpower that allows you to bounce back from anything stronger than before. So, what does it actually mean to be resilient? It's not just about being tough, it's about having the ability to adapt, learn, and grow from challenges. Think of it like this. Imagine your life as a garden. There are going to be weeds, those are your setbacks. But a resilient gardener doesn't give up. They pull out those pesky weeds, nourish their plants with love and care, and watch their garden flourish even more beautifully. That's what building resilience is all about. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you cultivate that inner strength. 1. Embrace the power of perspective. This one is huge. How we view challenges can make a world of difference. Instead of seeing setbacks as failures, try reframing them as learning experiences. For example, if you didn't get that promotion you were hoping for, instead of wallowing in disappointment, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? What steps can I take to improve my skills and position myself for future opportunities? 2. Cultivate a positive mindset. You know the saying, thoughts become things. Well, it's true. A positive mindset is like a magnet that attracts good vibes. When you focus on the bright side, even during tough times, you create a more resilient foundation. Practice gratitude daily, appreciate the small things, celebrate your wins, and surround yourself with people who lift you up. 3. Take care of your physical health. Remember that saying, healthy body, healthy mind. It's not just a cliche, it's science. When you nourish your body with healthy foods, get enough sleep, and move your body regularly, you boost your overall well-being and resilience. Think of it as investing in your mental armor. The stronger your foundation, the better equipped you are to handle life's challenges. 4. Build a strong support system. We don't have to go through this alone, ladies. Surround yourself with people who uplift, inspire, and support you. Lean on your loved ones when you need a shoulder to cry on or a listening ear. Remember, even superheroes have their sidekicks. 5. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially during tough times. We're all human and we make mistakes. Instead of beating yourself up over setbacks, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. Remember, you are worthy of love, respect, and forgiveness, even when you stumble. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a super talented writer who just got rejected from her dream publishing house. She could easily spiral into self-doubt, thinking she's not good enough. But Sarah is different. She remembers this episode of She Thrives where we talked about reframing setbacks. Instead of letting the rejection define her, Sarah sees it as a chance to learn and grow. She asks for feedback from the publishing house, hones her writing skills even more, and submits her work to other publishers. Guess what? A few months later, she lands a book deal with a different publisher. See how that works? Resilience is about choosing perspective, learning from our experiences, and getting back up stronger than before. So, my beautiful listeners, remember, you are capable of overcoming anything life throws you away. You have the power to build resilience, cultivate inner strength, and thrive in every situation. Don't let those setbacks define you. Use them as fuel to propel you forward on your incredible journey. Ready to rock this week? Share your biggest takeaway from today's episode with me in the comments below, and don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of She Thrives. Let's keep shining together, one empowered day at a time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.